This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Vegas has set the odds on the candidates, all of the Democratic presidential candidates. Michael Bloomberg's spending, they say, is getting him noticed just in time for the official start of the 2020 primary season, pushing him to third in the latest betting odds. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. They say Bloomberg is going to spend $1 billion running for president. And let me tell you, he might as well donate it to charity. KJ Radio, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show here, and I tweeted out that Bloomberg has a, I mean, if he thinks he's going to buy his way, let me put it to you this way, okay? Because I like making you think about things a little bit differently. Bloomberg has a rally, and Donald Trump has a rally, and Bloomberg can't pay for people to be at his rally. Who has the most people at their rally? Okay, we know the answer, right? Pretty obvious, Donald Trump will have more people at his rally than Michael Bloomberg. But it gets better. How many people will be at a Trump rally? Will it be dozens? Will it be hundreds? Will it be thousands? How many people will be at a Bloomberg rally if he doesn't pay? Okay? You get what I'm saying? There's an enthusiasm index. It's like what they call the it factor. People, I'm gonna get a little personal here. I have many friends, they say, Kevin, here's the thing about you. You have the it factor. I don't take advantage of it as much as I should. You know, Fox used to tell me when I'd walk into the executive's offices, they'd say, there's that $1 million smile. Well, I don't know if I've collected on it, but there's something about certain people that you meet that you go, man, that person has something. There's a little something extra. That's why they call it the it factor, because you don't know what it is. It's a slight tweak. It's the way they smile. It's the way they intonate. It's body language. It's confidence. Who knows, right? That's why they call it the it factor. Trump has the it factor. If he didn't, wouldn't Steyer and Bloomberg be surpassing him? I mean, if it was all about money, can you imagine if the world revolved around how you feel about yourself because of your bank account? Donald Trump is not as rich as Jeff Bezos. He's not as, who hates him, the owner of the Washington Post. He's not as rich as Bloomberg. He's not as rich as Steyer. And you know what? All of them would trade lives with this man. You want to know why I know? Because Bezos begged Bloomberg to run because he can't run. And Steyer and Bloomberg are both running. What are they running for? They want Trump's life. They want what he was able to achieve. They talk about him. They deride him. I've seen Bloomberg's commercial. Donald Trump doesn't want to give you, you know, he's not going to take care of your pre-existing conditions with his deal and all. And no matter what it is, it's Bloomberg essentially saying, I want to be president too. If he can do it, I can do it. Anyway, Vegas put some odds on it. Bloomberg is moved into third with all that money, all that spending. Dude has spent a couple hundred million dollars, they say. He's not even bothering with the prelims. He's like, I've just bought my way. I mean, I want you to understand, this is a Democrat who wants you to believe in fairness. He's not even going to bother running the race. He's saying, I don't care about Iowa and New Hampshire. I'm going to go to Super Tuesday in South Carolina. I'm going to put all my money into this one thing. No sense in doing what the peons do. And when you're talking to your Democrats, let them know they have candidates who don't want to run the race. And then get them talking about what they do to each other, how they backstab. Tulsi Gabbard, a young female South Pacificer who served in the military, can get no love. And I'll get into other candidates. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand the hypocrisies and the ironies that Kevin Jackson's breaking down for you? Maybe you thought about it yourself. Oh, my goodness. So many inconsistencies. Anyway, back to Vegas. So the Democratic candidates, they've got Bloomberg, at 11-2. He's behind Bernie Sanders at 2-1 and Joe Biden at 9-4, tied with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Here's what they said, what they wrote. Bloomberg continues to surge in the betting markets, even though he's yet to appear in a Democratic debate. I want you to understand, this nobody even knows what this dude is about, and he's surging. Oh, the Democrats are so desperate. U.S. bookies. So this is an analyst named Alex Donahue. However, he will have an audience after the debate, and he's booked for an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Let me tell you about Bloomberg. The more you learn about him, the more he appears publicly, the less you like him. Anyway, here's what they said. When it comes to the final vote, President Trump still leads at 4-5, followed by Biden at 5-1. Bloomberg's odds to win it all shortened from 18-1 to 12-1 in the latest line. Yeah. So let me just recap. If you bet $5 on Donald Trump and he wins, you get $4. So in other words, Trump is the odds-on favorite to win the presidency. So let me, I'm going to put a grand on Donald Trump, just so you know, in order to win 800 of these leftist dollars. If you put a buck on Biden, you get 5. If you put a buck on Sanders, you get 5. If you put a buck on Bloomberg, you get 12. If you put a buck on, here comes Elizabeth Warren, you get 16 beads and some feathers and, some buffalo hides. Buttigieg, booty boy, you put a buck on him, you get 22 bucks and some beads. I'm going to leave that one alone. If you put a buck on Andrew Yang, you get 25 bucks. If you put a buck on Amy Klobuchar, you get 69 bucks. If you put a buck on the billionaire who's been in the race the longest, you get $150. And if you put a buck on Tulsi Gabbard, you get 150 bucks. So their odds are 150-1 for those guys. Klobuchar at 69-1. Yang, 25-1. Buttigieg, 22-1. Warren, 16-1. Bloomberg, 12-1. Sanders, 5-1. Biden, 5-1. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. All the other polls, the non-money polls, they tell you, oh, all the Democrats match up head-to-head rally against Donald Trump. not according to Vegas odds. So what I'm telling you folks is when it comes to thinking about this race and everything else that's going on, follow the money. Because the Democrats only have one way to win. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Love that you hear me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats ain't got but one way to win, baby, and that is to cheat. That's the only way. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats have no hope. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what you hear, what you read, what you see in the smoke signals, what you go to the soothsayer and have them tell you. The Democrats have but one way to win. That's to beat Donald Trump and to beat the Republicans to continue to have the House and take over the Senate. They only have one way. It is to cheat. It is voter fraud. The president of the United States is popular, and he is more popular than baby black Jesus. In fact, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, Mr. White Republican billionaire Donald Trump, is not only more popular than Barack Obama in the United States and in the world than he ever was. He is the only respected leader in the world. I'll get to that in a minute. Here's why I'm going to tell you, you can rest assured, and I said this in 2016, you can rest assured that Donald Trump will remain your president, and if you do your job, so he will get the House and the Senate, and he will get stuff done in the next 4 years that will choke a racehorse. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Here is the president and Melania Trump at the college football championship. And as you listen to this, this is a microcosm. No, not even a micro. Well, yeah, it is. It's a microcosm of America, even though there were thousands of people. But for all intents and purposes, it could have been a Trump rally.
Joined by the president.
Played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm sure there were a spattering of boos in there, but could you hear them? No. You want to know why? Because it might as well have been a Trump rally and a football game broke out. Because let me tell you something. Those people loved their president. Look, I don't know how many clues you need as to what's happening, but let me give you a few, okay? Because that's why you're here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're here for some insights. You're here to be not just regaled. I mean, not just, you know, entertained with humor. You are here because you want insight. You want to say, black man, explain it to me as if I was a brother, okay? So that's what I'm going to do for you. Now, somebody translate that real quick for the white folks that are listening. All right, border wall. No talk about it, right? You want to know why? Because it's being built. The left doesn't want to talk about stuff that's happening. The border wall.
Oh, Donald Trump's never going to build a border. There's been no border wall.
$7.2 billion more dollars going to the border wall. I dare you. If you're a Democrat, I double dare you. Google the wall, border wall. Look at what's going on. Because let me tell you what it is. In a word, construction. Construction. Hey, Democrats, while you're at it, Google illegal immigration. Google how many people are coming over from Mexico now. Google caravans. Google Central Americans crashing the border, whatever. Google whatever you want. Google stupid Democrat and watch what comes up. Because it'll be you. There is no talk about the border wall because it is being built. It was a campaign promise that is being fulfilled. Can I get an amen? Woo! Somebody better be at the pastor some water. Oh, my gosh. You want to know something else? Democrats are not talking about tax cuts. You want to know why? Because they're working. They're working. This economy is the strongest economy in the history, wait a minute, wait for it, of the world. Of the world. Go look at any other economy you want. You want China? Go look at their economy. Watch what's happening. You want to know why Donald Trump's Vegas odds are 4 to 5, meaning $5 will get you 4? And it's going to go down. It'll be, get in now, right? Because it's going to be $5 will get you 3. Go ahead, bet you $1,000, get you $800. Because if you bet you $1,000 later, you're only going to get $600 when you win. That's still nice. Still, Trump will still be returning money to you. He's still going to be a good bet for the economy. And I find it ironic that Trump is still a good bet for the economy. I mean, I'm saying, he isn't going to lose. So if you wanted to bet $10,000 to win $8,000, you can pretty much, not even pretty much, you can pretty much bet the bank. No, you can bet the bank on it. All right, what else we got? Hey, Putin. How much are you hearing about Vladimir Putin? I mean, he's supposed to be Trump is a puppet of Putin, right? Donald Trump is he's controlled by Putin, blah, blah, blah. All this other stuff. Not going to happen. The only way the Democrats can win this race, the only shot they have, the only reason why Vegas hasn't said, we're not even taking bets on Donald Trump, is because of cheating. It's their only hope. Voter fraud. Wisconsin. Officials have been held in contempt of court, fined for failure to purge voters. Did you see this story? Ozaukee County, Wisconsin, Judge Paul Malloy issued his decision against a 6-member commission for not removing roughly 200,000 outdated registration from the state's election rolls. Malloy is also ordering the three commissioners who are Democrats who voted against the removal to be fined $250 a day and the overall commission $50 a day unless they comply. See, you have to force Democrats to say, let's remove people who've moved. Let's remove people who've died. Let's remove people who shouldn't be on the voter rolls for whatever reasons. They're fraudulent. They don't want to do it because they need to stack it. This is not even, this is a common sense thing to do, folks. This is not some,
oh, this is a voter suppression.
No, Aunt Edna died 14 years ago. What is she still doing on the voter rolls? We call this, when you're in the IT field, onboarding and offboarding, okay? So somebody's born, you're onboarded. You get a social security number, they track you, etc. When you die, in the case of an employee, when they leave, you're offboarding them. Let me tell you why offboarding is a huge deal in business. Because if you don't offboard people and shut down, for example, their IT access, their benefits and things like this, they can continue to accrue. So, believe it or not, billions of dollars every year are accrued because companies don't have good offboarding. When somebody leaves, they still have their passwords. They still have access to accounting files. Maybe they're still paying your insurance. They're still paying for, you know, childcare. You can take advantage of stuff. When you have poor offboarding, it can cost you billions of dollars for corporations. The same is true of citizenship. And when somebody dies, there should be, okay, you cannot use a Social Security, you can't do all these other things. I got to cut it short. We'll be back. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases in China is continuing to decline, while in other parts of the world they're seeing a surge. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams tells Fox News the chances of you getting the coronavirus are slim to none.
We're certainly seeing more spread in communities, but it's important for folks to know that right now their risk as American citizens remains low.
Along those same lines, President Trump says it's safe to attend a political rally.
These were set up a long time ago, and others are. I mean, you could ask that to the Democrats because they're having a lot of rallies.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. Stocks on the day are up over 500 points, and the Supreme Court is taking up the legal challenge to Obamacare's individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But the Democrats are taking their cues from socialist Bernie Sanders and that group. Omar, AOC, Tlaib, isn't she a nice woman? Tlaib. Tlaib. Why? Lot of group, but they're the leaders of the party. They're really, in my opinion, the leaders. That's what happened. That's how they got into this impeachment hoax. The leaders of the party are this AOC, Tlaib, and Omar. And Pelosi meets them, and she shakes and quivers, and she's very But you know who the leader of your party is? All of you. You're the leader of your party.
You are the leader of your party. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Glad you guys are with me. You are the leaders of the party. You are the leaders of the free world. Donald Trump is a mere vessel who has finally said, pretty much, we have finally got a champion who will represent our views. And when I say our views, I'm talking about even these stupid leftists. Donald Trump represents the views of Americans. He exemplifies the American spirit, and he exudes it when you're in his presence. Try this experiment, because I keep trying to convince you guys that Donald Trump is going to win. He's got, if you think it was he caught fire in 2016 with everything that he's done, let me tell you something, folks. You better know, trust and believe that the level has gone up exponentially. Donald Trump, if he got 63 million votes of the popular vote in 2016, you can add 8 million to it. Easy. More. So when you look, I talked about voter fraud and all that stuff. It's going to be very difficult to beat somebody with the number of people who pull that Trump lever. But try this experiment. Go to any news source and remove Trump. Go to your Google search, go to Yahoo, go to AOL, go to wherever you go. Go to Fox News. Any article that alludes to Trump, mentions Trump, take it out and see what you're left with. See, this is what I love about Donald Trump, being able to generate his own news engine. Take Trump out, you got nothing. Now, 93% of the news is negative about Trump. It's all about impeachment nonsense. Don't worry about that. Look at the obvious. We played a clip of Donald Trump at the football game. He and the first lady. And I dare you to compare that. Announce Bloomberg at the football game. Announce Hillary Clinton at that football game. Announce Adam Schiff at that football game. Announce Chuck Schumer at that football game. Announce any of the candidates, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Announce any of them and watch what happens. But you announce Trump. Yeah! New Orleans. But the game could have been played practically anywhere. And did you hear my voice? Puberty again. I'm getting younger. The game could have been played anywhere. And Donald Trump is going to get that kind of applause. With rare exception. Rare exception. College football fans, they get it. The people that are going to Trump rallies represent ordinary Americans. They're the same types of people that are essentially destroying Soleimani's pictures in Iran, that are walking around the American and Israeli flags, will not step on them. That is the representative of the world population, the people who love and adore Donald Trump. When I said, do any news outlet, let me ask you this. Any news source you want in any country, remove Donald Trump. And even though it dominates America, go to France, remove Donald Trump. You will lose 20% of your articles. Go to Germany. Go to the Middle East. Take Donald Trump out. You know, take America out of their news cycle, which for the most part is about Trump. And you got very little. It's boring. Let me ask you. Any other world leader, do you think, take Macron out of the news cycle in America, and what do you get? The same news cycle. Take Trudeau out of the news cycle. Take Merkel out. Take any of them out. Take any of take Iran, Iraq, you name it. Take them out, and what do you miss? You miss nothing. But you can't take Trump out. I asked about Putin earlier. Take Putin out of the news cycle. Well, you know what? He is out of the news cycle. The guy who they said Donald Trump was colluding with and all this other stuff, gone. Zelensky, the Ukraine president, take him out. Nobody cares. Just like nobody cares about impeachment or anything else. Donald Trump supposedly is supposed to be running scared, right? You know what he was? He's at a football game getting raucous applause, much to the chagrin of the left, because he's saying to the Democrats, I don't care about your impeachment nonsense. It has no bearing on my life. In fact, I'm going to keep growing the stock market. I'm going to keep creating jobs and opportunities. And come 2020, nobody's going to even give a crap that you exist. Donald Trump, loved all over this country, despite what they're telling you. There was an article. And here's what it says. It is Neil Schaefer's job to get Donald Trump reelected in a patch of rural Iowa that saw the largest swing in voters in the country from America's first black president to one of its most divisive in 2016. What's funny to me is people still want to try to sell you on the idea that Trump is divisive. The most divisive president in the modern era that ever sat his buns in the Oval Office chair was Barack Obama. And that is a fact. And by the way, let me go ahead and give my warning for the year. By the ways, Happy New Year to you again. I know we're almost halfway through the month. Happy New Year. And I'm going to tell you something. If you are a Democrat, a leftist, a progressive, whatever you want to think of yourself, I just call you a moron. But if you want to debate me on any of the issues that I talk about, I'm happy to do it. I will do it with the same amount of respect you give me. I will give you more. But understand, you're going to lose the debate. But if you want to debate, I'm happy to do it. I debated probably one of the most learned men on the planet. This dude was razor close to getting a Nobel Peace Prize in economics. I'm not even joking about this. This is no kidding. And we were debating issues. And when I left his office, here's what I can tell you. He was overwhelmed at what I explained to him. And he changed. I didn't change a bit. Where we agreed, I told him, we agree here. Where we disagreed, I explained it. And he went, I have to agree with you on that. Multiple times. So I say, the smarter you are, the more I want to debate you. And here's what I'll tell you. The dumber people stand a better chance. Not that they're going to win, because you know, when you debate a dummy, you're going to lose. But these intellectuals, I love beating them up because they don't get it. They think they come in with this air of, you know, Kevin, I'm going to destroy you. No, you're not. You're going to get your butt kicked. You're going to stick that one long fist up and the other one close to your chin, and I'm going to bludgeon you. Before you even look up, I'm going to be popping you upside your head. So I challenge you, if you want to get in touch with me, feel free. I'd love it. I put this out there all the time because I want my radio audience to understand that I'm not afraid to debate these clowns. 844-551-8255. Anyway, this guy, Neil Schaefer, is supposed to get the president elected. This article goes on to say, but even Schaefer, the Republican Party chair in Howard County, is not sure how he'll be voting for Trump again. Is not sure he'll be voting for Trump again. The voters who migrated from Barack Obama to Trump in the county on Iowa's border with Minnesota were among the nearly 8 million across the U.S. who switched parties. In swing states such as Iowa, they were decisive in delivering the White House to Republicans. Schaefer is confident that Trump can win their support again. Yeah. I'm trying to figure this out because it says, but even Schaefer, the Republican Party chair in Howard County, is not sure he'll be voting. That to me is ridiculous. I don't even believe this article because I know, I'm telling you, he's going to be voting for again. But he says he argues that what the opponents see is Trump's negatives. His litany of false claims, Twitter battles, and impeachment will only strengthen a presidential campaign again built around the image of the outsider fighting the system. He's still a Don Quixote, he writes. People like that. They like a fighter. Whoever wrote this article in my opinion, blew it. Because Schaefer is in the president's corner. Anybody that's working for the Republican Party, you have a 95 to 98% chance they are totally dedicated. The Democrats have nowhere near that level of loyalty, even if Barack Obama was running.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They talk about Donald Trump's bombast. They talk about Twitter. All right, you guys remember, please tell the president to stop tweeting. I cannot tell you how many people, big donors, high-level politicos, would say to me, Kevin, I like him. I just wish he'd stop tweeting. I just wish it. And I was like, dude, you don't get it. When you say that, it makes me understand. You don't understand politics. You don't understand strategy. You don't understand the fact that America has changed. I'm talking about conservative America. Conservative Americans are people that don't confront. We work around problems. We're very bright in that respect. We're very tactful. We say we're diplomatic. We go, look, let's figure a way around it. Let's not confront. That's been our style. And that normally wins the day because it's clear-headedness, it's level-headedness. And I'm going to tell you, as a person who is not a diplomat, who grew up saying, I'm going to confront because I would rather know right now in my face how you feel, and I'll make my own judgments. I mean, I understand strategy. I understand diplomacy. I understand tact. But for me, when attacked, you attack furiously back. That's what I've always done. And I've admitted it. It doesn't always suit your purposes for the short term and even for the long term. Fox is a perfect example where, you know, I made my tweet, take it back. Nope, not going to take it back. Okay, you're fired. So what? Could have done it. Could have still been on there. Could have been a rising star. Whatever. Does it matter? Does it matter if I feel like I've been compromised? So the answer is no. I will not take it back. And I'm willing to deal with the consequences. And what I'm telling you is that that's the type of person you want in your life. I have a buddy. He says to me, he goes, Kevin, I got a big donor to introduce you to. But the problem is you're coming up on a search engine as being fired from Fox. And they look at your tweet and they're like, oh, you know, and I go, so this person doesn't want to donate or pretend to have a meeting with me because of that. Right. He goes, yeah. And I said, I don't care. The guy would probably give me millions of dollars. I'm not even exaggerating this. And I say to my friend, I don't care. I said, let me tell you something, buddy. Your friend should be happy to know that guys like me exist. I'm not putting myself in the category of the Navy SEALs in this respect, but in the respect of what they do for a living. But in political circles, from using a metaphor, I'm a Navy SEAL. Willing to go in and fight the battle that you're not willing to fight. And if he doesn't want people like that, screw him. Shame on him. This is what you want. I mean, guys, I say this all the time to my buddies. I go, look, I measure friendships very simply. Are you willing to come loan me money, number one? Not that it's in any particular order. Are you willing to bail me out of jail, which technically means loan me money and, you know, maybe get up at 3 a.m. and come do something crazy or go find me a bail bondsman? And are you willing to come fight for me if I call you up and say, man, I'm in trouble. Can you get here and be part of my fight? And I will tell you, to a person that I call my friend, I can borrow money from them. They would bail me out of jail and they would come and fight knowing that they could die for me, and I would do the same thing for them. Now, I don't know what kind of friends you have, and I'm not even trying to compare mine to yours. You have your own criteria, okay? But those are the way, that's what I define mine on. They got to be loyal, faithful, willing to do anything. And I could give you a few other things, you know, that over the years, but those are the main characteristics, because that level of loyalty to me means everything else is on, you know, you don't have to worry about the rest of it. So Donald Trump is that. Donald Trump is the guy that says, oh, no, move back. I got this. Move back. I'll take care of Iran. Move back. I'll take care of Putin. What? The Chinese are bothering you? Shoot, get back. Put your money away. I got this. How many people do you know like that? Donald Trump doesn't mince words. He doesn't try to be politically correct. Donald Trump is the first candidate and term president who is willing to say Barack Obama doesn't know jack. That's what he said on Carrier. He's like, man, that clown should have fixed the situation with Carrier. He doesn't even know how to do it, and I'll fix it. I'll show you.
Oh, look at him. He's racist. He's attacking the president. He, you know, whatever.
And then Donald Trump becomes president-elect, and he does exactly what he said. He made Barack Obama look like the clown, the financial clown that he is. And then people, oh, well, okay, well, so what he saved Kerry? It wasn't as many jobs as he said it was and all that. Well, whatever. He makes Obama look stupid and he calls him out. He doesn't leave it to chance. He said Obama is to blame for Iran's extended reign of terror because he gave him all that money. He entered into a nuclear deal, blah, blah, blah. He is not afraid to attack baby black Jesus over the policies that have gotten this nation in trouble. And it was screw ups that, I mean, are you serious? In 2011, under the watchful eye of Obama, Iran captured our drone. You guys remember this? They then publicly displayed this drone like it was ISIS getting ready to cut the head off of whatever that dude was or any of the other ones you've seen, right?
And at the time, here's what Christian Science Monitor wrote. Hours after the Iran State TV displayed the cream-colored American Batwing RQ-170 Sentinel drone, its undercarriage, hidden by banners of a U.S. flag with stars replaced by skulls and marked with anti-U.S. slogans, Iranian officials said the spy craft was proof of enduring U.S. hostility towards Iran. Iran would target all U.S. military bases around the world in the case of further violations, warned their guy named Mohammad Kasari. In response, they said Iran's response would be terrifying. And U.S. officials confirmed that that was indeed our drone. And I said, if you look at that picture of the drone, that drone looks like it wasn't even shot down. It looks like it was landed. Like, here you go. It was so intact, you had to wonder if Obama didn't order his sissified military to just take it over to him. Yeah, quite the clever money laundering scam if you want to think about it that way. And you certainly have to consider it when you think about everything Barack Obama did for Iran. Dick Cheney criticized Obama's decision on the drone, saying that after the aircraft went down, he should have ordered an airstrike within Iran. The right response, he said, to that would have been to go immediately after it had gone down and destroy it. You can do that from the air. In effect, make it impossible for them to benefit from the captured drone. And they said the Iranians reverse engineered it. So anyway, on 17 January of 2012, an Iranian company said it would send back a miniature pink toy version of the captured drone in response to Obama's request to send the drone back. I mean, you want to talk about just putting it in your face. That was the diplomacy that Barack Obama, will you please send our drone back? Yeah, we'll send you pink little toy copy of your drone. Ha, take that, Barack. Then, remember when Iran embarrassed the Navy and Obama? 10 American sailors that were held in Iranian custody? Yeah. We built a coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy to prevent a nuclear arms attack. And as we speak, Iran has rolled back its nuclear program, shipped out its uranium stockpile, and the world has avoided another war, said Obama in the only mention of Iran in his final State of the Union speech, where he wouldn't even acknowledge that our Navy had been captured by the Iranians. Two small naval craft. Even John McCain spoke about it. Kevin McCarthy, House Majority Leader at the time, said, I was very concerned that he's missing where the challenge of the world is with security. He sits and talks positively about Iran when they just took 10 of our Navy sailors. And in both instances, Iran openly mocked Obama. And that's not even a half of it. Publicly sodomized twice by the Iranians, Obama does the unthinkable and enters a nuclear agreement with them. Any sane American would question a man who would enter a nuclear agreement that offered no checks and balances on the heels of a shot down of our drone and a capture of our Navy men. And if that were all that Obama did with respect to Iran, you might give him a pass. But shipping $1.8 billion in the dark of night to the regime of terror showcased abject ignorance that borders, folks, on treason. And that is why the President of the United States, Donald Trump, called him out and said, he is the reason for, you want to blame somebody for getting that Ukrainian plane or whatever it was shot down in Iran? I give you Barack Obama. You want to blame the expansion of terror and why I had to go do this sissy's work? I give you Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.